Jim Carrey suffers from a split personality disorder in the new comedy Me, Myself, and Irene, directed and co-written by Peter and Bobby Farrelly, the team that also made the hit There's Something About Mary. Carrey starred in the Farrelly's first hit, the 1994 film Dumb and Dumber. Guest film critic Henry Sheehan has a review.
Me, Myself, and Irene is bound to go down as the movie where Jim Carrey poops on his neighbor's lawn. This groundbreaking or ground-smearing moment comes early in the picture when Carrey's character, a Rhode Island state trooper named Charlie, flips out. Years before the lawn incident, Charlie's wife had left him for an aggressive African-American college professor slash chauffeur who, as it happens, was also a dwarf. But before she left, Charlie's wonderbread white wife had given birth to black triplets who she leaves with Charlie. Charlie is very happy with his children, geniuses who speak in hip-hop street slang, but the cuckold still suffers from the ridicule of his neighbors in his small seaside community. Until one day, he just snaps. Charlie's persona disappears and is replaced by that of Hank, the last word in acting out. After Hank's tough guy personality takes over, the uniform milquetoast goes on a comic rampage, almost drowning a bratty little girl, driving a bully's car into a barber shop, and fertilizing the aforementioned neighbor's lawn. Eventually, Charlie gets medication for schizophrenia, and that keeps Hank in check. Hank may be a snarling cauldron of hostility, but he's no paragon of judgment. He wants to fight more than Charlie does, but he's no better at it than Charlie is. And children in particular get his goat, as in this scene where Hank catches an 8-year-old boy staring at him over his milkshake.
What are you staring at? You want to start me up? Just open the choke and pull the cord, pal. I'm due for a size I command. You're dancing on the fault line.
Hey, what is your problem, pal?
I got no beef with you. This is between me and the kid.
Stop it!
He started it.
I'm so sorry. I have to apologize for him. I mean, he suffers
from
this thing.
Stand right here for us.
He has a thing
Let's
where
go.
He just...
Oh, poor baby. I should let his daddy fight his battle storm.
The woman you heard getting Hank out of trouble is Irene, who turns out to be the object of both Charlie and Hank's affections. Played by Renee Zellweger with a suitably unrelenting sense of outrage, Irene was arrested in Rhode Island on a trumped-up warrant issued by some corrupt New York cops. Not knowing the whole story, Charlie's superiors assign him to deliver Irene. It all gets needlessly complicated, but Charlie and Irene figure out something is wrong and hit the road. In the confusion, they leave Charlie's pills behind. As a result, Hank comes along as an unwanted and at first undetected third companion. It's all wildly funny at times, if always funny in the same taboo-shattering way, but for all its chutzpah, it's never offensive. The excess of effrontery and lack of offensiveness is typical of the film's directors, the brothers Peter and Bobby Farrelly, who, together with Mike Cerrone, also wrote Irene. There's an odd shrug-it-off quality to the brothers' work, whether here or in Something About Mary or Dumb and Dumber. First off, like a couple of impish kids, the Farrellys dare you to take offense at their wildly over-the-top conceptions. This movie virtually begins with a nunchuck-wielding black dwarf assaulting a cringing Charlie and accusing him of all manner of prejudice. The scene is so cartoonish and just so astonishingly unexpected that we never have a chance to get our sensibilities in shape to react. But most importantly, the Farrellys' hearts are always with the most abused and humiliated of their characters. Our point of identification isn't supposed to be Irene or any of the other normal people in the movie. We feel with, for, and through Carrie, and if we are continuously laughing at what happens to him, we are also at the same time rooting him on. Charlie may describe his problem as schizophrenia, but it's a lot less clinical and a lot more universal than that. Charlie is simply another man who can't live up to his own expectations of masculinity, and he is terrified of the rage and resentment that that failure has sparked. Hank, though, doesn't postpone gratification, but lunges for what he wants when he wants it. So when we laugh, it's not at Charlie's handicaps, but at his brilliant mad grab for freedom, wherever that takes him, even if it's just to his neighbor's lawn.
Henry Sheehan is the film critic for the Orange County Register. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. I'm Terry Gross. Milt Hinton, one of the most versatile and prolific bass players in jazz history, is celebrating his 90th birthday today. We'll close with one of the recordings he made with Cab Calloway in 1941. Happy birthday.
Do you come on like Shorty, George, and me? Just spill some jive, we'll dig you out, you see.
Well, Ari!
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready, Joe.
Jump in steady, Joe. You look solid, Joe. All I want to know, are you Ari?
Yes, we're Ari.
You can get it.
Can we get it?
If you said it. Come on, let me go. All I want to know, are you all reap?
Yes, we're all reap.
I'm like a tree, I'm all root. Hep to the jep, what it's all a boot. Stash like a top, don't miss a stop. I dig my kicks from the groovy lot. Are you really?
Yes, we're really.
Trilly frilly.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo.
I don't go Navajo. Come and let me know, are you all reap?
Yes, we're all reap. Are you ready, Joe?
Yes, I'm ready, old man.
Jumping steady, Joe.
Jumping with the jive, Jack.
That's all we want to know.
What do you
want
to know?
Are you all ready?
Jump in the groove and go.